A soccer team in Spain wants to sign some of the best players in the world, and it's spending more than $200 million to do it. Of course, it's not just any soccer team, it's Real Madrid. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
Real Madrid has been doing pretty badly the last couple of years, so its fans were burning with envy last month when the team's nemesis, FC Barcelona, did what no other Spanish soccer club has done: win the biggest national trophy as well as the European Champions Cup. So Madrid went one up with a buying spree never seen before in the history of professional soccer. First, it paid $90 million for the Brazilian star known as Kaká, who was World Player of the Year in 2007. Then last week, Spanish media announced a record $130 million deal to buy Portuguese footballer Cristiano Ronaldo from Manchester United. He was World Player of the Year in 2008. Real Madrid fan David Merino says the new players have scored a victory without even touching the ball. We've stolen the show from Barcelona, he says. Now it is we who are in the limelight. Real Madrid has long had a penchant for star players, and its president, construction magnate Florentino Perez, has been willing to pay astronomical sums for them. During an earlier stint as president, he shelled out more than $100 million to create soccer's dream team, which included David Beckham, Zinedine Zidane, and Luis Figo. But this time around, Spain's economy is imploding. Unemployment is above 17%, and panhandlers are multiplying on the streets of Madrid. Gabriela Thier is from Germany but lives in Madrid. She disapproves of Real Madrid's costly acquisitions. I think it's not okay, she says, because the gap between rich and poor here in Spain is awfully big, and perhaps it would be better to help the weakest members of society like we do in Germany. Similar criticism is being heard from a host of influential figures, from the soccer field to the floor of parliament. Some say Real Madrid has an unfair advantage over clubs that can't make big money on TV rights and merchandising. Others question how banks can finance the team's costly talent search when ordinary people can't get loans. Juan Ignacio Gallardo is the deputy managing editor of the Madrid-based sports daily Marca. He doesn't share the criticism.
¿Vale la pena pagar 1,000 millones de euros por un cuadro de Picasso o por un Van Gogh?
Is it worth it to pay tens of millions of dollars for a Picasso painting or a Van Gogh, he says? Soccer is a spectacle, and the public is willing to pay to see Ronaldo play in Real Madrid Stadium. Does anybody debate whether it's moral for a Hollywood actor to earn what he gets paid for a movie? As a matter of fact, part of what Real Madrid seeks is the celebrity factor that it lost when David Beckham moved to the Los Angeles Galaxy 2 years ago. And on that standard, the investment is paying off. Gossip columns have been abuzz over photos of Cristiano Ronaldo partying last week at a nightclub in L.A. with Paris Hilton. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.